Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Whatever Cast, the podcast in where I will talk about whatever I feel like. One day it'll be about movies, one day it'll be about video games, one day it'll be about something political that happened that's on the top of my head that I just want to let out and let my anger out if it anger, how happy it makes me. It'll be about anything. Maybe one day we'll do use of movies or video games on here. So as of right now, I don't know what to do, so I guess I'll just look up a fun fact of the day on Google. And today's fun fact is, when was Jurassic Park filmed? Jurassic Park is a 1993 American science fiction film directed by Steven Spielberg. It was the first installment of the Jurassic Park franchise. It is based on the 1990 novel of the same name by Michael Crichton, with a screenplay written by Crichton and David Koepp. That is 2 years before I was born. I was born in 1995, January. So since we already started off with one fact that the movie was filmed in 1993, let's just look up more Jurassic Park film facts. And I found a website here with quite a few facts. So the first fact, a lot of work went into creating dinosaurs that were lifelike. After all that work, they got about 15 minutes of time on the big screen. Considering the movie was 127 minutes long, that is not a whole lot of time. Imagine all the hours that went into creating the design process, the actual process of creating them physically, like molding them and everything. That must have taken hours, maybe even months to make. And it's crazy that out of all that time spent, it only went into 15 minutes of them. That's crazy. Yeah, that blows my mind how much time and effort probably went to get 15. Fact number two, after the movie was done filming, Spielberg went to Poland, Schindler's List. The post-production work was done while he was filming another movie. In the 90s, Spielberg's schedule was so crammed together that he was probably getting double-tracked on his ideas for the films, getting them mixed together, probably like trying to think of one idea for Schindler's List while still thinking of like what needed to be done for Jurassic Park. Fact number three, Jurassic Park earned a whopping $357 million in North American and a total of $914 million worldwide. That was enough to surpass Spielberg's E.T. takeover as the biggest hit movie of all time, a record it held for nearly 5 years until Titanic. And now, as we have seen now with Avengers Endgame taking that spot away from Avatar, which took it away from Titanic. So James Cameron took it away from himself, and now Marvel with the Russo brothers taking it away from James Cameron, which is kind of neat. I love that. Glad to see it get the number one spot. It well deserved. So fact number four, Universal Studios engineers were at work building Jurassic Park before Steven Spielberg even began filming. The attraction at the Universal Studios in Hollywood opened in 1996 and cost almost twice what the film cost, $110 million. That's crazy that the ride cost more than the film. I've been on the ride and it's really cool, but I am super jealous because we went this summer to California and we went to Universal Studios and they had the whole section blocked off and there was people still working on it. They were testing the ride, so you see like the little boat go down, and I was kind of upset that we didn't get to ride it. And then I saw videos on our way back, like a week or 2 weeks later, of people riding the ride and people posting like that they had the Triceratops walking around. So I am jealous. I've been on the original ride before they revised it. I went in 2005 and I rode it then and I thought it was pretty neat. And then when the T-Rex pops up at the end, that as a little kid in 2005, yeah, that scared me. Fact number five, Universal released a 3D version of Jurassic Park in theaters. It cost $10 million to convert the film from 2D to 3D, and it went on to earn another $45.4 million in domestic tickets. Yeah, they probably released it when those 3D conversions were coming out, because I saw Titanic. I never saw Jurassic Park. I think we own the 3D version of it, but we don't have a 3D TV or 3D Blu-ray player to play it. We just got it because it was cheap at the time. But I saw Titanic. Titanic was really good. It looked like it was filmed with 3D in mind from the very beginning, and it's pretty intense. But it's also coming from James Cameron, who did Avatar, and that was meant. So he had the technology available for him. And I know I keep getting sidetracked to going to James Cameron this, James Cameron that. That's just where my brain is going. Well, looking at these facts. So fact number six, people were asked if dinosaur DNA could really be cloned. If there was a way, we do not yet have the technology. If you took purified DNA, it would still be too degraded. And there is no equivalent to a dinosaur egg in which incubate the embryos. The paleontologist Jack Horner, who was a consultant on the film, said that he thought it might be possible to genetically modify a chicken embryo to activate a dormant gene from a dinosaur-like traits. Even if that happened, it would still not be able to clone a dinosaur. Bummer, right? Yes and no. It's not really a bummer because if everything happened like in the movie, even though we have quite a few movies telling us not to do it, it would be crazy to see that stuff in real life. If they made a Jurassic Park type zoo with a few dinosaurs, that'd be crazy. I would definitely go. I'm not sure if the ticket price was was right, I would definitely go. Fact number 7, while Michael Crichton was still writing the novel that the movie was based on, a bidding war was started. Some of the directors that were in the running were Tim Burton, Joe Dainton, and Richard Donner. Spielberg was Christian's first choice. Can you imagine how different it would be if one of the other ones would have ended up directing it? Imagine Tim Burton directing Jurassic Park. Would it have been like the Batman movie, the first one with Michael Keaton? Or would it have been more like his like stop motion films? Would it have been like Nightmare on Christmas or The Bride's Corpse? Tim Burton directing it would have been crazy. Like, the original idea was to make the dinosaurs stop motion. So would have the dinosaurs been stop motion the whole time mixed in with the live action? Or would it still have been the visionary movie was today with all the visual like, crazy and stuff? I'm not really familiar with the other directors. Maybe I've seen their films, but their names don't pop up directly in my head telling me like, oh, they directed that. But Tim Burton is the one that would have been crazy. I kind of think it would have been almost similar to Batman in the tone and like the aesthetic of it, kind of like the gothic feel to it. But if it's true what they say about parallel universes, there's a parallel universe where Tim Burton did get the director, and that would have been crazy to watch. So if anybody knows how to open up a portal into a different dimension, we need to get on that just so we can go see Tim Burton's Jurassic World. Fact number 8, William Hurt, Richard Dreyfuss, and Harrison Ford were offered the role of Dr. Alan Grant. Samuel ended up being the best fit. Like I said earlier with the other fact about Tim Burton, having Harrison Ford be Dr. Alan Grant would have been crazy. Dr. Alan Grant would have had a totally different feel in the whole movie. It would have been more like Han Solo. I don't know how I feel about Han Solo being Dr. Alan Grant, but it wouldn't have been crazy thought. Fact number 9, after Michael Crichton was paid $500,000 to adapt his book into a screenplay, most of it was changed by Malia Scotch Marmo and David Coe. They then rewrote the script. I've read the original book that the movie was based off. I didn't finish it. I still have it in my closet with my other books, but it is way different. The book is way different. The book starts off how Jurassic Park 2 actually, Lost World. It starts off with the doctors fixing a wound from a guy that got bitten by a raptor. But I don't remember if that happens after. I think that happens after the little girl finds the baby raptors. Then she thinks they're chickens. I think that happens first, and then they go to the construction worker who gets bitten. Jurassic Park Lost World is more, the beginning of it is more closely resembling the book than the first movie. Fact number 10, the rippling water scene that everyone remembers was inspired by a mirror shaking in Spielberg's car while he was listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Then the effect was created by placing the glass of water on a vibrating guitar. That's an iconic scene for me. Like, I always remember when I see a T-Rex, and I like, I always imagine like a glass of water just shaking, vibrating from tents, something of the T-Rex's feet on the ground. The scene is memorable to me. So every time I see a cup, I like see if it would shake when any. Fact number 11, when Jurassic Park aired on NBC on a television for the first time in 1990, it had over 65 million viewers. This made it the most seen movie on television, taking the top spot over 1987's Chase. The other facts I knew stuff about, but this one, I didn't really know that had happened with 65 million viewers. That's a lot of people tuning in just to see a Jurassic Park. Fact number 12, Richard Cayley started out playing the narrator of the pre-recorded park tour in the Jurassic Park audiobook. He did such a good job that they decided to hire him to take the same role in the film. I didn't know there was an audiobook with Richard Cayley either. That's a fact that I didn't know now. Like, with this, I'm learning a few stuff here and there. There's some stuff I knew that I put my input in. Like they say, learn something new every day. Fact number 13. There was pretty big names that were offered to play the role of Dr. Elie Sattler. First on the list were Juliette Binoche and Robin Wright. Other big names were Jodie Foster, Jane Cusack, Julia Roberts, Linda Hamilton, and Sarah Jessica Parker. Even Sandra Bullock, Gwyneth Paltrow, Julia Moore, and Helen Hunt all tested for the role. Laurie Dern ended up leading. Crazy, that list was huge. That means that a lot of big names were offered the role and then ended up getting it. Imagine Linda Hamilton after Terminator coming in and taking over Jurassic Park. That would have been crazy to see her like going all over the place with the dinosaurs. She would have been terminating them instead of them trying to terminate. Fact 14. Richard came out of retirement to make his first movie appearance in 15 years to play John Hammond. Sean Connery was offered the role. Back to a few facts ago where I said like the parallel universes about Tim Burton. Sean Connery, I can see Sean Connery playing. That would have been a good fit. Richard took and hit it out of the ballpark. Fact 15. Jeff Goldblum's characters complained that they only wear black to avoid wasting time thinking about what to both Jurassic Park and... So all of Jeff Goldblum's roles are not Jeff Goldblum playing character. The way I see them, because the way he portrays them, I feel like it's Jeff Goldblum playing himself in different... So the way he dresses nowadays is not really a lot of black. He wears a lot of different colors. So at the time, I believe he did wear a lot of black. This fact is just Jeff Goldblum being himself. Fact number 60. One Jurassic Park fact that you might not know, Jeff Goldblum and Lauren Dern ended up liking each other quite a bit and dated for 2 years after. I didn't know that. I didn't know anybody from Jurassic Park started. That's a new one for me. Fact number 17. Have you ever wondered how they made all the sounds for the dinosaurs? The Velociraptor, the Velociraptor sounds were made by a combination of elephant, seal pups, dolphins, and walruses. The sounds made by Dilophosaurus were a combination of howler, monkeys, hawks, rattlesnakes, and swans. The Tyrannosaurus were a combination of dog, penguin, tiger, alligator, and elephant. And the sounds made by the Brachiosaurus were a combination of whale and donkey. Okay, the Tyrannosaurus sounds, I did not know that included them. The tiger and the alligator and elephant. I knew those for sure, but I didn't know the dog. Having a penguin sound in there, that catches me by. Fact number 18. The noise used to convey the velociraptor is actually the sound of tortoises. Wright Storm spent months recording animals. Wright Storm's work on Jurassic Park ended up winning 2 Academy. After listening to this fact, I am never seeing the movie. Tortoises having to, that's the sound that they're making? Yeah, this film won't be the same now in the next movie. Fact number 19, Jurassic Park was shot on location in 1992 on Hawaii's Kauai. The most powerful hurricane to hit Hawaii on record history hit on the same time they were filmed. Attenborough apparently slept through the worst of it. The cast asked him how he did it, and he said that it was nothing after all. He had survived the London Blitz during World War II. After hearing that, I can see how he... Yeah, if you can survive the London Blitz, that's pretty... Like, a little hurricane would be that bad. Well, it's not a little hurricane. The most powerful hurricane to that point in history. Yeah, so, him sleeping through it, I can understand. Fact number 20. Go Animation. Phil Tippett said, I mean, we're kind of and kind of not. Stop motion has not been a big thing outside of animation for kids films. I could be wrong about that. That might... Just those type of movies might not be on my radar. No, I am wrong. There's a few adult films. The one about the fox. I forget what it's called. Mr. Fox. But I guess he kind of was. Fact number 21. The cast ended up being stranded for a few days in a motel without food or water. When I feel for them. They were all filming this big budget movie. Then I don't know where you just cut from everything because of the hurricane. That's not a pleasant thing to experience. I make it sound like I've been through it. No, I have not. And I hope not either. But if it happens. Fact 22. The dinosaurs were modeled off Robert De Niro. How is that possible? I don't get that resemblance at all when I see the movie. I don't think of Robert De Niro. That's crazy. My mind is blown thinking that they modeled the dinosaurs after those two. Fact 23. The worst fake dinosaur war award goes to Steven Spielberg. He would try to scare the actors into thinking that they were seeing a real dinosaur. They said it was anything but... How did Steven Spielberg think he was going to scare the actors just by... trying to make a T-Rex. That's funny. And I'm like trying to think about him just going roar. The cast. That's funny. Fact 24. The T-Rex animatron caused screams on the set from crew while filming. The animatronic occasionally malfunctioned when it got wet. And the film's producer, Kathleen Kennedy, said the T-Rex went into heebie-jeebie something. Scared the crap out of us. We'd be like eating lunch and all of a sudden the T-Rex would come alive. At first we didn't know what was happening and then we realized it was the rain. I've heard about this before. Which, it would be scary if you have, like, this fake robotic dinosaur, and then all of a sudden you just see it moving around. That would be a scary thing. It would be like Terminator with the AI, the robots coming alive and attacking people. That, especially since it looks like a T-Rex, one of the scariest looking animals we've had on Earth, and it'd be that big, and they made it life-size. Fact number 25, the tagline of Jurassic Park, an adventure, 65 million years in the making, started out from a joke director Steven Spielberg made on set. It was about the fact that mosquito trapped in the amber was genuinely millions of years old before it was even to get to the point we were at. It had been 65 million years since the dinosaurs have been around, so that makes sense. But I didn't know it was a joke that Steven Spielberg made. I'm gonna repeat myself again and say that these are facts that I didn't know, and you learn something new every day. So those were 25 facts about Jurassic Park. So this is where I end my podcast. I hope I gave you some knowledge, as I gained some knowledge on Jurassic Park, the first one. That was directed by Steven Spielberg in 1993. That's what the fact said, that movie was filmed. And the movie was released in June 11, 1993, 2 years before I was born. So that's it, guys. Thanks for listening to the first podcast. This one was a fact-based episode. So we'll see what we come up with on the next one. Peace out. Bye.